everybody. This is Meg Rod. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Listen, I want to say hello to everybody out there who's listening on all the different networks that carry the programming off of this network, carry my show. We are glad that you do. All the stations around the nation who pick up our programming, get involved with our network, advertise your business or service. You can buy a product, get some of our business cards, and send them around, hand them around so people know that we are out there. It's critical that you help us redistribute the truth. If you'd like to advertise your business or service, 800-724-2719 is the number to do that. Our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Our address is 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. RBN Live is how you find us on Twitter. Republic Broadcasting Network is our Facebook page. Listen, get involved. The only way that we are going to be able to defeat the people who seek to enslave all of us is if more people realize what the facts really are and not the fiction, the fairy tales that they are being told. 800-724-2719. Listen, there is a book that you can buy written by Officer Jack McClam that's right up on the main page on RBN, and it's Operation Vampire Killer 2012. And if you get Officer Jack McClam's book, he will donate portion of the proceeds to the network. So please get that book. It's got tons of information in it. He's structured it to go into the hands of not just you and I, but to give it to the police and give it to the military so they understand what the New World Order game plan is all about, because that's the only way we're going to be able to defeat them, is if the people who have the arms that can be turned upon us know who it is that's pushing their buttons, and maybe they'll rethink the decision to turn their weapons on us. So you can't fight back unless you are fully informed, and this is a way to make those people, get those people to be informed. So check that out. Operation Vampire Killer 2012 is right up there under RBN updates. So there you go. You can help out the network and help out all of us. Get a handful of books or a ton of books and pass them out. Anyway, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and I'm going to link to my guest, Dr. C.W. Kaufman's website on mine, even though it's hacked right now, but it will be back up and functioning. So I will put china-threat.com up there under the tab entitled podcast, so that when he gets it rocking and rolling again, you'll be able to go there to find out more information. You were saying something when we went to break, Dr. Kaufman, so please finish that thought, if you would.
Well, what the problem we have, we mentioned Governor Snyder and his sympathy for China going way back to the Gateway computer days in the mid-90s when they started exporting the production for Gateway computers to China, and then he's continued this trend, and, you know, he's a venture capitalist. And he had this firm called, has this firm called Ardesta Capital. And it looks like, you know, they exported to China MEMS technology, which is, you know, like little mechanical devices on chips that are used in a variety of things, like a cell phone, but they're also used in weapons. And it looks like this occurred without going through the necessary export rules and regulations to get a certificate of export, and this certificate of export was brought up during his campaign for governor, and he didn't produce it, just like the birth certificate wasn't produced. And we've been trying to get it, and people have been sandbagging and apparently protecting him, and I guess the only reason that you would want to protect him is the certificate doesn't exist. So a FOIA has been filed to get it, and That's been in the mill for 18 months, and people are just reluctant to go into this area. And then, you know, and he's the mover and shaker behind this new bridge to Canada at Windsor, which looks to be a Chinese effort, you know, to get one of their foreign trade zones here in southwest or southeastern Detroit.
And hang on. Let's talk about that bridge when we come back. We got to hit another quick 3-minute break. Dr. C.W. Kaufman, retired engineering aerospace professor, is on with me this morning. Don't change that dial. We'll be right back.
Heart. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and my guest this morning is Dr. C. William Kaufman, and his website is china-threat.com, but right now it's been hacked, so it's not showing up, but check back periodically, and I'm sure he'll get it up and running in a few days or less. Hopefully sooner. Hopefully you can. But anyway, Dr. Kaufman, go ahead, finish what you were saying. You were talking about that bridge. What's the name of this bridge that they are... Have they began construction of, or begun construction of it yet?
The name of the bridge is Detroit River International Crossing, and on the Canadian side, the Canadians did begin construction of ramps to the 401, which is the major highway between Windsor and Toronto. And on the U.S. side, it's kind of funny. The state of Michigan. Finished construction of a new ramp to connect the old bridge, the Ambassador Bridge, to I-75. And the gentleman, Matty Maroon, who owns the old bridge, has offered to construct a new bridge using his private funds. And that's been opposed because the internationalists want their own bridge, which will basically be paid for by China. But about a week ago, Maroon was put in jail, and then... couple days ago, he was fined $16 million, and Snyder and his friends in the Michigan State government are putting enormous pressure on him to fail so that they can construct this bridge with the Chinese money and have their inland port or whatever in Detroit for the importation of the Canadian goods. And when you look at this, you know, they're working on widening the Panama Canal too. And this is so the big container ships from China can go to Halifax, Nova Scotia, where they can dump their stuff onto the Trans-Canada Railroad and then bring it down into the United States through Windsor or out in Manitoba. So there's this scheme underway, controlled by obviously some powerful people that you've noted, to try to, I think in the end, turn the United States into a resource-rich colony that will support China. And, yeah, we have to stop this every chance we get. And in Michigan, the Republican Party is kind of right in the middle of a civil war between the people that Snyder represents, the internationalists, and then kind of the Tea Party folks who want to make the Republican Party what it used to be, et cetera. So there's a big battle going on, especially with regard to the candidate for the U.S. Senate to oppose Stabenow, et cetera.
Yeah, well, that same kind of a battle is going on all over, because there are a handful of people who get how corrupt the Republican Party is, as well as the Democrat. I mean, they're both corrupt. Doesn't make any difference if they're opposite side of the same slice of bread. But here, somebody had called me the other night, Dr. Kaufman, and this is just a little aside, but since you brought up the Republicans in Michigan, in one of the counties here, a lot of the committee people would have been, I'm not exactly sure how the process works, but they weren't given an opportunity to vote for who the delegates would be, because they wanted to prevent some of these committee people who would have wanted people who were in support of Ron Paul elected to be a delegate. So what these people did was just appoint themselves, and they totally bypassed the whole process of allowing the committee people to vote. They just appointed themselves as the delegate because they're doing anything they can by hook or crook to steal, they're just dishonorable people. They're crooks. They don't care about the process. They care about greasing their own palm, and they're bought and paid for, and it's a pathetic thing. So for the people to rely on one party or another, to have their back is just a real erroneous falsehood. It's just
After the primary here in election, you probably heard there was a big catfight between Romney and Santorum over the delegates.
Yeah.
There was all kinds of accusations made as to whether there was cheating or not cheating. So, yeah, that.
Oh, they're cheating they're cheating all over the place. That's what they do. These people are cheating. They're not doing things the right way. If the American people really, and they have no clue what's going on, they really don't. If the American people ever get wind of how they've been jammed and what life is going to look like, somebody sent me a picture the other day, Dr. Kaufman, of some of the slums in India, and it showed the people who were renting these filthy, filthy cots, and the people were just so dirty because, of course, where are they going to take a bath? And I mean, just sad and pathetic what you see take place around the world. But that's what it's going to be like here in America too. When these people get done, the people will be renting. Hopefully they'll be able to scrape a buck together to rent a filthy cot and rent a filthy blanket that they'll be able to sleep under in a lot somewhere, because that's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be the same thing, abject poverty everywhere you look, and then a few scumbags living in their gated communities. And I just try to keep in mind and remind people that there are millions more of us than there are of these people. So there is strength in number. Strength in numbers, that's for sure. We can only get the people to wake up. Yeah.
In downtown Detroit now, I mean, you can see some conditions that are pretty grim.
I've seen the pictures, Dr. Kaufman. It's shocking.
I haven't been to India, but I have been downtown Detroit. It's not so happy. Down in Ohio, there's also some support for the bridge, and it's kind of the same type of people. Kasich is governor of Ohio, and I think he agrees with Rick Snyder on many things. And in fact, the legislature in Ohio passed a resolution supporting the bridge also. And then it's interesting, the Dayton Daily News has a reporter by the name of Steve Benish, who's a pretty good guy, another bright spot in the world of journalism, one of the few bright spots. And he's been documenting the economic losses in the state of Ohio over the past decade. And the one thing that you can remember, and it's not rocket science, the consumption of electricity in the state of Ohio has dropped by a third in the last decade because of the exodus of people and the exodus of manufacturing industry. Yeah, there's a lot of vacant things down there. But the thing you notice about Dayton, where he is, at least the buildings in downtown Dayton, while they're abandoned, the windows are still intact, and they haven't been burned out like many of the buildings in Detroit.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I mean, these people in Washington, don't they go out and look at what's going on and get the idea as to what's happening? And my congressman is Tim Walberg, and I've been trying to convince him for his entire term that, hey, you know, China is a significant root of all the problems that we have. And he just doesn't get excited about it. He's promised, I wrote up an eight-page article on what the Chinese are doing at the University of Michigan, and he promised to take it to Congressman Issa because he's head of oversight. And, well, it hasn't happened yet because the congressman doesn't have time to read eight pages. That if I could condense it down to a page and a half single space, then, yeah, I might go to the top of the heap and something would happen. Carl Levin, it's alleged that he has good connections to General Electric Company. General Electric, they're exporting engines that they shouldn't be exporting to the Chinese. They're exporting electronics from Smith Avionics, which they now own in Grand Rapids, that should not be exported to the Chinese. You know, and why doesn't he come forward, chairman, you know, of the Senate Armed Services Committee, and speak out? And then Stabenow, you know, she defeated Spence Abram way back when. And for a long time, I went over and met with her staff and said, you know, do you know what the Chinese are doing at the University of Michigan? They're stealing everything we have as valuable. And, you know, she wouldn't get excited. Now she's up for re-election. And now, yes, starting maybe 3 months ago, 4 months ago, suddenly she decided, well, China is something that I want to make an issue over. You know, it's like, you know, atheists on the battlefield. They've quickly become Christians. And I guess she's seen that her re-election attempt maybe is associated with jobs in America and putting Americans back to work and making Flint look like a factory town again. And then John Dingell, another person, you know, he's been there forever. I think he's
All bought. Listen, Dr. Kaufman, they're all bought and controlled by the same handful of people. Our government has been controlled by the same people who control the money, the people who created the Federal Reserve Bank back in 1913. You've got Rothschild and Rockefeller and those individuals and their descendants and their cronies and their front men. They control it all, Dr. Kaufman, and they control our politicians. And the ones who get out of line, how long do they stay alive? I mean, there's a lot of these accidents that seem to happen to people who might be ones who are speaking out. These people we elect all fall into line with the powers that be. That's why it's so critical that we wake the people up, because our elected officials don't have our back. They're not working for us.
Well, that's right, and it's very as I'm finding out running for regent, it's expensive to run for public office. And how do you deal with that? You know, you make a deal with some PAC or whatever. If you represent their interest, they'll give you the money. And something has to be changed so that, you know, an average person really does have access to running for office. And I don't know. I guess something went wrong at some time recently, I don't know, 50 years ago, that have changed the total tone of the elections. Like, it's only for people who have access to huge sums of money. I guess you can get on the local school board, maybe, or something like that, the township board of commissioners, without having access to these massive funds, but you're basically buying access to power.
Well, I can tell you around here, we had run for school board, a couple people I knew and myself, and we didn't have any money, and the Democrats we were running against, and I don't care about labels, but they were Democrats, they got a lot of money from the unions in Philadelphia. We're not in Philadelphia. Anyway, I'll be right back in 3 minutes. Dr. C.W. Kaufman is my guest. We'll be right back. Don't change that dial.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest this morning is Dr. C. William Kaufman, retired aerospace engineering professor from the University of Michigan. And you know, we were talking when we went to break, Dr. Kaufman, and I was mentioning I had run for school board. We didn't have any money, and our opponents were getting thousands of dollars from some unions in Philadelphia, even though we're in another county, you know, because of course they're hoping to, you know, get a little kickback, a little payback there for, you know, with they want to build a new sports stadium here, and even though the town is broke, but the fact that, you know, people are broke doesn't enter into the equation when it comes to spending other people's money. But, you know, even to run for, you'd think, school board, you need to have some money to buy signs and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, you're right, Dr. Kaufman. You got to have money, and the bigger the role you or the position you want to get into, the more money it's going to take. And since the game is rigged, and the elected officials, for example, here in Pennsylvania, they had endorsements before the primary. There's some people running for U.S. Senate. That one candidate in particular who would run for governor but lost to the Republican. Good old boy, and so he's running for U.S. Senate, but they decided to endorse, and they twisted arms to endorse candidates before the primary instead of letting the people decide which candidate they want. The GOP endorsed their golden-haired child, who happened to have been a Democrat just a couple years before, but he, you know, gave somebody $1 million, so there you go, he's rocking and rolling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and because of the industrial accidents that I'm frequently involved with, I get to meet a lot of union guys. And you talk to them about the China situation and et cetera, and the factories closing down. And they sit there and listen, and you give them a pile of paper, and they say they're going to read it. But I've found that the union leaders don't seem to get too excited either about the general bad conditions that we have. And I can't figure this out. I guess as long as they get their big salaries as union leaders, they're not worried. And it even goes up to national headquarters. Like, why aren't you guys concerned? If you take the West Virginia coal mines, in the last little more than five years, we've had Sago, we've had Upper Big Branch, and the conditions in these mines are really grim. And these miners really put their life at risk by going into the mine. And why aren't the union guys concerned about this? And even you get into the regulatory agencies, MSHA, Mine Safety and Health Administration, they don't seem to be doing their job. So there's a breakdown, as you pointed out, in both parties, okay?
Yeah.
Either one's gone to bat for us. And what do we do about it? And, the monkey business that goes on before the conventions and the primaries. The Democrats here are pushing the retired lieutenant governor to be a regent at the University of Michigan on a Democratic ticket. And I said to the one union leader, well, does this guy know anything about mine explosions and we aren't training people anymore to investigate mine explosions? Oh, no. He served the party well, and he deserves this as a retirement president to go to the football games, et cetera. Well, wrong reason. And
yeah,
it has to be changed.
Yeah. Well, look at that book that came. What was it? How Green Was My Valley? Wasn't that an expose of mining back, I don't know, in 1939 or something? I think that book was written. In fact, I think they made that into a movie, too. But it just, you would think that these, you just don't get it. And all you can say is that it's just corruption, Dr. Kaufman. The people at the top, if people take a look on that 990 finder out there, they can search how much the union leaders are being paid. Unions are nonprofits, and it's an amazing thing how much the business manager may be grabbing $150,000 here in a small union here in Philadelphia. Plus, of course, is he going to get a car? Is he going to get a cell phone paid for? Does he have a little credit card to take some of these people he wants to wheel and deal with out to lunch? Hell of a deal. Hell of a deal.
Well, at a Tea Party meeting last Friday night, a person from one of the small towns around here was speaking about a millage for the schools in Saline, Michigan. And she said, well, when she started looking at the budget, she finds that 85% of the total budget goes for personnel.
Right.
And 15% for school buses, buildings, et cetera, et cetera. And she says, whoops. It's normally a number like 40%, or if you have a plumbing business or something, or electrical business, maybe it's 50 or 60%. But 85% going for personnel? Whoops, there's something wrong here.
Yeah.
We have some hyperinflated salaries, and this has to be addressed.
It's just going to take – it's funny because when you said you were talking with those union workers, and they just didn't seem to be upset by it. And the leaders, of course, they don't care, because as long as their dues are still paid. In fact, I remember one election, one of the polling places is a union hall. There was a young kid standing outside there, handed out some stuff for whoever the candidate was. And I was talking to him. He was a member of the union. And I asked him, I said, so are you working? And he said, no. He said, but they're hoping. Now, this was in November. They're hoping that maybe we'll have some work in the spring, and he's paying $300 a month in union dues, and he's looking forward to maybe getting a job 6 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the cue music. Hang on, Dr. Kaufman.
Okay.
I can respond to that. When we come back, 3 minutes, we'll be right back. Dr. C.W. Kaufman is my guest this morning. Don't change that dial. This is The Unsolicited Opinion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you reading in the news?
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, there's a couple of things I want you to do. I want you to go to my website, and I want you to go and look at the tab right up on the top. There is a little tab that says Must Watch. It is a documentary done about cultural Marxism, and that's the only thing that's up there. There's a link to the documentary on YouTube, and if they yank it off of YouTube, I've embedded it into my website so that you can watch it right there. And of course, if you got a faster modem, it's going to download quicker. So if you had high speed, it's about 4 minutes, but it is worth watching, listening to. You don't even need to sit in front of your computer to watch this thing. You can just walk around and listen to it. You don't need to sit there and look at it. Please take a look at this video. You must understand how we got where we are at today. And it's critical. Listen, Dr. C.W. Kaufman is my guest. He is a retired professor of aerospace engineering from the University of Michigan. And you were going to make a comment when we went to break, Dr. Kaufman, so please go ahead.
Well, Maggie, maybe I should note that my Regent website is still up and running.
Oh, okay. Yeah, please do that. I'm glad you brought that up.
So we can give you an alternate. It's ProfessorKaufmanForRegent.com.
Is Professor spelled out, or is it?
Yeah, it's Professor.
Okay.
Professor Kaufman for Regent.com, KAUFFMAN. And some of the stuff is still on there that was on the other website, but it's an alternate right now. And
okay.
And it gives a link to the China threat, too, which we hope will get back up.
Okay.
But I heard you, mention Pennsylvania, et cetera, and I thought of perhaps something relevant back to the university and what regions do or don't do. At Penn State you have and had a big scandal going on. Concerning the football program. Well, you got a lot of attention, and the press did respond to that. And the Board of Regents at Penn State is pretty big. I think there's like something like 35 people on it. And they're elected by the unions, the agricultural community, appointed by the governor, et cetera. It's a very interesting Board of Regents. But right now at the University of Michigan, the only scandal is not China, but there's some other things going on, and we're not getting the press that Penn State got. And maybe there's somebody at the Harrisburg Patriot News or the Center Daily Times that should look into what's going on at Michigan. The most recent thing is a doctor beat up a patient at the hospital. Then there is a very mysterious death at the University of Michigan Hospital that was never reported. It turns out to be perhaps a murder. But then the thing that's most similar to Penn State, a one of the residents of pediatrics turns out to be a pedophile. And they found pornographic images on his computer, and the university knew about this beginning last May. They didn't inform the police. They didn't inform anybody. They basically tried to cover it up. And finally, someone went public when the president of the University of Michigan, Mary Sue Coleman, issued a statement at the time of the Penn State scandal saying that we're no Penn State, we're far better than they are. And someone says, whoops, that's not quite true. And they leaked the story. And now there is a federal investigation, the FBI is involved, on the cover-up of this pedophile situation at the University of Michigan Hospital. And then things just kind of start peeling off. You may remember at the Sugar Bowl, the University of Michigan won by a field goal. Well, the field goal kicker is an accused rapist. And there's a basketball player that's an accused rapist. And all this stuff has been put under the rug and covered up by the administration at the University of Michigan. And now, there's a little bit of outside investigation going on, and the university concerning the pedophile saying, oh, we're going to form an independent panel to investigate this stuff. Now, we're going to hire some of our best lawyer friends from Wall Street or something to do this. And the people here in Ann Arbor are kind of praying that the U.S. attorney, say, like from Chicago, who, remember, he was the guy who chased Scooter Libby down, maybe will be appointed and not the local U.S. attorney for Eastern Michigan who has ties to the university. So there's really a big scandal brewing out here, but it's not getting the attention that it deserves. And I do think the one at Penn State did get a lot of national news coverage, and we're wondering what we can do to ratchet it up and get the same level of inspection of the nefarious activities at the University of Michigan that are going on, apparently, up in State College.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny. I don't know, Dr. Kaufman. I mean, you can't rely on the newspapers, so maybe people need to become their own newspapers or newspaper distributors and start printing some of these articles about what's going on and start handing them out to people. I think that Facebook's a good way to get information out there. However, and Twitter, I mean, that's a way. Twitter, you could tweet to people in the Michigan area, but you wonder, don't you? All of the scandals. Now, a doctor beat up a patient and they're doing nothing. A patient was murdered and that's overlooked as well. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible that you have to ask people, is this the kind of country that you want to live in? Is this the atmosphere that anything goes as long as you're connected, kind of an environment people want to live in? Because that's a hell of a way to live. It really is. I don't know if the American people have figured out yet what life is going to be like. I don't know. There was some Russian poet, and I can't think of his name, who said something about justice. Justice is a train that's rarely ever on time, or something to that effect. It usually doesn't arrive on time. And, we see that it's pretty evident around here. Nothing's happening to defend these people, this doctor that beat up a patient, he should be, he should lose his license. Who would want that doctor? You know, and how about the nurses and doctors that are involved? This patient was murdered, and no one thinks that they have any kind of a moral, ethical responsibility to say something about it. It's just outrageous. So is this the kind of a country and an environment that people want to live in? Do you want to live in this? That's what people need to ask themselves.
Well, back at the beginnings of the Penn State scandal, I mean, everybody talked about protecting the institution was the most important thing.
Oh, please.
And I guess that goes back to some churches throughout history, et cetera. We have to protect the people whose rights were violated, okay? And that's not going on. And I mentioned, I think the guy's name is Fitzpatrick or Fitzgerald in Chicago, who was a tough U.S. attorney. And then there's a guy down in southern West Virginia, Goodwin, who is actually starting to send people to jail over these mine explosions. And then I think there's a reporter, Michael Isikoff or something, I forget what network he's with, but he did give some special attention to what was going on at Penn State. And, you know, if we could only stir these people up, but your ideas concerning the media and people taking it over, it does have an effect, as we saw in the Komen cancer scandal. People rebelled, and pretty soon they were backing down on providing the funding again. So social media is a powerful tool, and your own little program here, I think, shows that too.
Well, you know what, Dr. Kaufman, let me ask you a question now. You're running for regents. What can people do? How does one get elected? How do you get elected to the regents?
Well,
it's not popular vote.
In Michigan, it's the party convention. And you have to get the nomination at the party convention.
Which party?
I'm going to run a GOP, but
okay,
the Tea Party branch of the GOP. And you can't run Democrat because it's so dominated by the labor interest. I mean, this seat goes to the Michigan Education Association. This seat goes to so and so, and you have these vested labor interests on the Democratic side, but on the Republican side. You have the rhinos, who are quite happy making their fortunes off China, and then you have the Tea Party guys, most of which are penniless. I haven't met the Koch brothers yet. I wish they would come down in Michigan and say, here, you want to run for regent? We'll help. But you go to the party convention where you have to line up precinct delegates. Every precinct in the state of Michigan has a certain number of delegates, and there's a vote. And then you go out before the convention and you try to get commitments from these people to vote for you, however you do it. And one of the persons who's running for a GOP slot is the retired chair of the Michigan State Party, GOP. Ron Weiser is.
Yeah.
And he was also a big national fundraiser for Bush, and he became ambassador to Slovakia for his fundraising efforts. And, and he basically has unlimited money. So we have to run kind of as a resistance fighter or a partisan, lurking behind trees and hiding in the snow or whatever, and do our battle that way and appeal to the unemployed workers like, hey, we're going to bring your job back to China by not training the Chinese students who are going back to take your job.
Yeah. Well, I think there should be a primary.
An open primary, and that's how it should start. But that's ideal and theoretical, and probably will never happen.
Well, they set the stage. Listen, here in Pennsylvania, when the GOP figured out a couple years ago that the Tea Party people were getting into the game and understanding how the game is played with the committee people and the delegates and the whole nine yards, then they changed it that committee people were no longer elected every 2 years. They would be elected every 4 years because they wanted to put the brakes on any Tea Party people who happen to be conservative. Now, the Tea Party has been taken over. Many of the Tea Parties around the nation have been taken over by the GOP, and they were sucked into that whole hustle. But when the GOP here realized what was going on, well, they wanted to, forestall any kind of upheaval that may have occurred had some true conservative individuals gotten into being a committee person and being able to affect change. So, they're putting the blocks to it every step of the way. Dr. Kaufman, but I, you know, if I, we'll put your Professor Kaufman for Regent.com up on the website as well. So maybe some people out in Michigan who are listening, and I know there are people out there in Michigan who listen, maybe they can help you out, Dr. Kaufman, because we need people like you to, you know, win.
Tomorrow night we're having a rally up in Clinton County, DeWitt, Michigan, which is a little bit north of Lansing, at the DFW or American Legion. I can't remember which it is, but people who are from up there probably remember. So it starts at 7 o'clock, and we hope to get the word out to a large number of people. And what you said about Tea Party is also happening out here. There was an effort to have a super Tea Party to rein in all the little local groups, and no doubt the reason behind this was to control the local groups. And it was figured out, and most of the Tea Parties out here figured it, they didn't want to become part of a super Tea Party.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the apathy that is happening here in this country, Dr. Kaufman, reminds me of a scene in the book Fahrenheit 451, where the woman is just sitting there, and they have like a television screen all around the room and all this just cacophony of sound, and they're just preoccupied. If you remember that scene that the Ray Bradbury had written about, how they're just totally distracted. The people are totally distracted. They're absorbed by this madness going on around them, this distraction, and it's kind of like where a lot of the American people are. We don't have surround sound television monitors on every wall, but we might as well have for the zombie-like nature of so many Americans in this nation to what's happening around them. Dr. Kaufman, we have a caller from New Brunswick on the line with us,
sure.
So let's take Werner.
Right.
Go ahead, Werner. Hi, Werner. How are you?
Oh, not a bad. And you always got somebody interesting on the program.
Yeah, Dr. Kaufman's a
hi,
good
Werner.
Day.
Good morning, Dr. Kaufman.
Good morning.
Look, there's a pattern. It's right across the board. When people form an organization in order to deal with an adversary, sooner or later, if they are not vigilant, their organizations that are there to fight an adversary, they are being the adversary gets his or her people into that organization to lead it and basically make it ineffective.
Well. Yeah. I think the internet helps us to counter that to some extent.
Yeah, as I say, you know, but it takes some basically personal initiative, you know, to cut through all the deception and all the lies and all the spin that's been put on in order to get to the truth. But initially, I was calling up when you mentioned about what happened there in some of the hospitals, you know, and I tried to look at the bigger picture. What we are dealing with here with satanic entities, and where is it easier to perform a crime and get away with it than in some of those professions?
Well,
like in the, as I say, in the healthcare system, you know, as a doctor, you know, or by accident, prescribed the wrong medicine, or is something that happens in the hospital, you know. Oh, little mistake, you know. Like in the police, oh, the poor guy, he died in custody, you know, of natural causes. Or in the militaries, you know, blow some innocent civilians away. It's all sacrifices to Satan.
Well, the hospital doesn't want its reputation damaged. So, yes, they're going to try to cover up so that basically the business of the hospital is not damaged. And it's interesting that you mention law and legal and judges and stuff, because right now there are two people. One is in Atlanta, and the other one is in Los Angeles. And I get emails maybe twice a week or three times a week from these guys, and they're basically starting to take on the corruption, the rampant corruption, that exists in the legal system in the courts. And, of course, they're getting a lot of pushback because that's one of the biggest industries in America, the legal profession, or whatever you want to call it, okay? And And they are having some success now. This guy in Atlanta, he has a podcast or something on Sunday nights. And it looks like, you know, he's not being dismissed anymore. And one of the things I found when I got into this of being a whistleblower is at first they try to treat you as a nut. And this guy is mentally unstable and is lying about everything he says. Well, then you put it up on the website, and they see that it's not lies, and then they label you as being a bit eccentric, no longer crazy. And then, as we found out on Saturday, their next move is they tear down your website. They yeah. hack your website. So, you have to be persistent and dedicated and maybe enjoy pain a little bit.
Hang on, Dr. Kaufman. We're going to break. Werner, thanks for calling. We'll be back in 3 minutes for the final segment of the show. Don't change that dial. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hi, everybody. This is Maggie Ron, and my guest this morning has been, or is still, I should say, Dr. C. William Kaufman, a retired aerospace engineer from the University of Michigan, and his websites, Professor Kaufman for Regent.com and China-Threat.com, which, of course, has been hacked, and they'll get it back rocking and rolling shortly. I forgot. Oh, I know what I was going to say to you, Dr. Kaufman, based upon what Werner in New Brunswick had mentioned, talking about, or you were talking about the legal system. I saw something this weekend. In fact, in Ohio, in one county in Ohio, they have an agreement with this private prison system that they will make sure that the capacity, the bed capacity, is kept at, maintained at 90% for at least 18 months. This article that I was reading said that deals that this prison, private prison operation company wanted to make would be that a bed capacity would be maintained at 90%. And one of them, I think it was 20 years that they wanted this deal cut so that they would keep the beds filled, 90% of them filled, which makes me think of that crooked judge here in Pennsylvania who was sentencing young kids to juvenile detention centers because he was getting a kickback to be sending these kids off who shouldn't have been sent there. So, yeah, we got a whole corrupt judicial system here in this nation, as well as so many other things. The whole game is rigged, Dr. Kaufman.
Mention kickbacks. One of the first responses I got after putting my website up was from a printing company near the university. And they said, we can't get any contracts from the university to do printing for them. We're not acceptable. And what you find is, well, you only become acceptable when you get give kickbacks to the university. And when I was on the Financial Affairs Committee in the mid-'80s, at Christmas time, the vendors would give cases of liquors to the buyers at the university.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's rigged. And probably this is only the small scale that we know about it. Something has to be done. And private prisons, I don't know, is that kind of an oxymoron? I mean, doesn't the government have a responsibility if they incarcerate the person to rehabilitate them if they can? And why do we have so many people in prison in the first place?
Well, and just take a look. Just think about the fact that if the goal was, or you would have to pay money, a 90% occupancy rate, then the idea that people might get an early parole or something would probably go by the wayside because it would be just simpler to keep the people in there as opposed to lining up new ones to take their space.
Well, we can do like the governor of Mississippi.
What, chain gangs?
No, when he granted pardons to the prisoners who were working in his house.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go. That's a little kickback, huh?
Yeah, even though some of them were murderers, et cetera, right? And it was with, and I see you got earlier this week, it was upheld by the courts of Mississippi that the governor didn't do anything wrong.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Well, I guess we're watching the collapse of the American empire, Dr. Kaufman, but, well, we'll keep fighting the good old fight until we can't fight no more, right?
Well, I hope your audience decides that they're not going to drink the Kool-Aid anymore.
I hope not, too.
It's time to tell the establishment that we've had enough, and we're going to boot you out.
Listen, on that note, Dr. Kaufman, I'm running out of time. The fat lady's going to sing. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. Listen, everybody, we're going to Oz. Chin up. Better days are coming. We've got people like Dr. C. William Kaufman in the world fighting for you and I, so do not lose heart. The sun's going to come up tomorrow, I guarantee it. And I'll be back. Another great show follows mine, so don't change that dial. Take care, everybody.
Beyond the rain.